Why do you believe there'll be dogs in heaven? Why won't my dog be in heaven? Why dogs and not cats? Okay. Well, the Bible teaches that we are looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth. So it's going to be spatial. It's going to be physical. So when Christ returns and there's a renewal of all things, it's going to be physical and material. Moreover, we believe there's a fundamental continuity between the first creation and the last creation. And there were animals in the first creation, and God doesn't lose. Satan doesn't get to win anything. Sin doesn't get to destroy anything. Everything God ordained and he put. Now, it's not just that we don't go back to Eden. We go forward and upward to the new heavens and the new earth. But now I can't prove this with a Bible verse, but this is the reasoning from the scripture that therefore the kinds of things that we see in the finished product of the first creation, we would expect to see in a glorified form in the final heaven and the new earth. Now, my current dog, however, is going to die and does not have an eternal soul, wonderful and sweet though he is, although he has sins. Different sins than our other dogs. Sharon likes this dog's sins more than this dog does not get in the trash. That was the great sin of our former dog. But God did not place eternity in Remagen's heart. Remagen does not have union with Christ through faith. When we're watching, if my family's watching worship at home, he doesn't pay any attention to the sermon. He will return to the earth. He does not have an eternal spirit. So if there's going to be dogs there, it's not going to be Remagen. Let's get to cats. Well, they're manifestly wicked, mean animals. I mean, they are. They're self-absorbed. You know, this has been scientifically proved that what your cat is thinking is, how can I kill her? I'm a little cat. I can't get my howl. That's what they're thinking the whole time. So I cannot say, I'm joking when I say dogs will be in heaven, cats will be in hell, because it wouldn't be hell without cats, although it reflects my internal attitude. I cannot deny that there is likely to be some future restored being that's represented by cats, but they're so wicked and mean and nasty now that whatever they will be then will be unrecognizable as cats. Whereas dogs are virtually perfect now. They're almost eschatologically perfect now. So when we get to heaven, we're just going to be doggies, and we're going to recognize them as such. I hope that is not too distracting from biblical reasoning, but I'm doing my best.